Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Moorish Kemetic Radio Show. I am Sister Arian, and on behalf of the Supreme Minister and Leader, Brother C. Mace L., we welcome everyone into the show. We are the Moorish Kemetic Society, Inc., broadcasting live out of Cleveland, Ohio. We are Cleveland, Ohio's only New Wapnian organization. We welcome everyone to check our website, which is www.moorishkemeticsociety.com. And on there, you can find out as to who we are as an organization, classes and lectures offered by the Supreme Minister and other members of our organization as well. Taking a walk through the website, you can go to the Supreme Minister's bio page so you can see his quest and for right information and right knowledge and what led him to become a New Wapnian, as well as check our current events page and our video reels so you can see clips and videos of past lectures and classes held by our organization, as well as follow a link to our YouTube channel where you see over 100 videos posted by our organization of the Supreme Minister, myself, and other members of the organization giving lectures and classes to the public and to the people. Find out more about our women's group entitled Sisters of Naya, which you can find on Facebook, and you spell Naya, N-Y-A-H. And go ahead and click like on the fan page and join into the conversations that we have as well. Any questions or comments about our organizations, we are holding an open membership. Please send all inquiries to our email address, which is moorishkemetic@gmail.com. We want to thank everybody for tuning in. We are broadcasting live Sunday through Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, and today is Tuesday, and we're going to get into a little bit of the politics. We're going to talk about what's going on currently in the world government as well as the U.S. government and let you know the things the U.S. media are not and will never bring to your attention. We have been known to be a very controversial group, bringing knowledge and information to the people that most are afraid to or don't want to touch. We've talked about the King Alpha's plan with FEMA camps and all this type of things. So just be ready to hear a lot of information. Of course, everything is verified and researched by our research department to make sure that we're bringing nothing but right and exact information. So without further ado, of course, the call number is 1-9-9-9-6-1-6-5-9. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in, and we're going to get right into it. We have a lot of information that we want to share with the people, so let's get started.
Put it on screen. But I think I'm going to put together a special report this week or next week. In fact, I'm going to do it. Where we show the CIA founding Mish magazine, the Pentagon declassifying of the 60s that they had funded through the Department of War, the suffrage movement, so that they could basically make women wards of the state. The entire Empower Women movement has turned them into pure sexual tart objects married to the state. Illegitimacy has gone from around 10% to over 50%. The prison population has exploded about 800%, depending on which numbers you look at. We are a cursed nation. It doesn't mean that I want to dial back women's suffrage. It's just that they will create a liberation movement not to liberate, but to create a new form of slavery. Just like they got rid of one form of tyranny, getting rid of segregation and Jim Crow laws, and brought in another one, even more evil, because it really can't be seen as easily. And then people's identity is in being slaves of the state and being racially based, the exact opposite of what Martin Luther King tried to get people out of. And I say that because I did tape the Super Bowl. And I got off the radio, drove home, had friends and family over. We had it on in the background, watched the end of it. Very good game, according to the standards out there. My mom was sitting there watching it going, best Super Bowl ever. She's the big football fan in the family. I mean, we all grew up being football fans. I grew up in Dallas, for heaven's sakes. It was like a religion. I think that's why I've kind of rebelled against it. And then after it was over, I went ahead and watched some swaths of it, and it was just pure anti-male garbage, anti-family garbage. You can see the theme. You've got T-Mobile ads saying, sorry, it's a boy when the baby's born. You've got Nissan with dad, the only good dad because he delivers his girl to join the military to be killed. You've got, that's a Nissan ad. Well, that's a Toyota ad on the military front. You've got I'm going to go over all this today. It was simply mind-blowing how there was a unified theme going after fatherhood and implying that men existing suppresses women. They had a maxi pad always ad for feminine hygiene products where it's always like a girl. I mean, that's an incredibly rare statement that you fight like a girl, you swing a baseball bat like a girl, but they take that and rub it in to create animosity between men and women. That's all that's going on while the globalists rape us seven ways to Sunday and are bringing in planetary government and bombarding women with estrogen mimickers that give them breast cancer at 3,000% what it was 50-something years ago. There's no discussion of empowering women by getting them to learn how to use guns or getting women into jujitsu or boxing. No, the feminists don't want any of that. They want chicken-necked, cowardly, shaking women with their knees knocking together who are taught, henpeck men, make them do what you say, make them even weaker than you, and that's how you're strong. Make boys sit down to go to the bathroom. Teach boys they're bad. They should get Gardasil shots, too. On and on and on. This is mind control. This is psychological warfare. So we're going to break all that down today. This will be a special report as we go over these clips, but I'm going to go in and get all the CIA documents, all the Department of War documents, the Edward Bernays documents. I'm going to get all these examples. I'm going to put a big report together showing all this. Feminism is to make you die alone. It is to make you by yourself, isolated, so corporate and government wolves can tear your guts out politically and then finally physically, and then suck you dry in a death camp hospital full of flesh-eating bacteria. That's it. It's a human reclamation center. The scoops are on the way. The scoops are on the way. I'm your host, Alex Jones, on this live Monday, the second day of February, 2015, global transmission. We have Marin Katusa, who owns copper mines and other mines around the world, founding director of Copper Mountain, Canada's third largest copper mine. Marin has been the chief energy strategist for KC Research for years, and he will be joining us, one of the most well-connected deal makers and successful portfolio managers in the energy and resource exploration sector. He's a mathematics professor. He left academics to apply his models to portfolio management. He's one of the most sought-after speakers of financial minds in the sector. He's a regular contributor to Business News Network, CNBC, RT, CBC, and Bloomberg and Forbes. He'll be joining us for a full hour today in the second hour to really give us his expert breakdown on where he sees the world economy right now and where it's going. Is it recessionary? Is it depressionary? Does he see any type of inflation in that mix? What's really behind the crisis with Russia, the saber rattling, the proxy war in Ukraine? Marin Katusa has the connections, and a very powerful interview he did a few months ago with David Knight that a lot of big brains complimented us on. So this is an interview you're definitely going to want to hear coming up in the second hour today with Marin Katusa, chief energy strategist for KC Research. Let me just first off tell you that we're going to be breaking down the Super Bowl, obviously. The theme was anti-family, anti-father, but just bossy all around. Just like last year, the first lady came out and said, don't use the word bossy because it means that women are bossy when she's being incredibly bossy and control freak. She tells you what to eat. She tells your kids what to eat. She praises different TV shows that she thinks are putting on a good message. She's basically our queen, our god, our goddess, our boss. This is the cult government we live in. They'd like to turn this country into North Korea, where we all thank Kim Jong-un every morning, or Hillary Clinton or somebody for the sun coming up. Better vote for Hillary or you're against women. So we're going to be breaking that down. It's just so insulting to imply that men don't love their daughters just as much or more than their sons. My experience, more. They get spoiled more. I have two daughters. And they get given basically, women in general, everything in society. Dads are out there with their daughters at softball games and baseball games and soccer games, and are 100% backing their daughters, but not because they got lectured to do so by five different ads they aired during the Super Bowl that I caught. Notice it's thematic, though. There's an agenda, just like when Eric Holder got up there before the radio and TV convention, the outgoing attorney general who never left, he resigned six, 8 months ago. About 8 months ago, wasn't it? He said, we need to literally brainwash people and be repetitive and never stop with our message on guns. And what's that? That guns don't save lives, that guns are evil, that guns kill children, that guns are the problem, not corrupt bad people. So guaranteed, they had meetings where they said, what's the theme this year? You can see the theme everywhere. It's just every dad in a TV show is a gibbering idiot, sitcoms, cartoons. Men in general are bad. Men in general are scum. Men in general have nothing to offer. And then men began to see that image and think that's what's manly and begin to mimic it. And so women get to be alone and work 2-3 jobs and die alone. There is no team. There is no children. Or if there are children, mommy raises them, and your kids are 3 to 5 times more likely to be on drugs or in prison. But so what? What, are you attacking a single mom now? See, they've got it all set up where you can't even point out they're trying to destroy the human system, the human nuclear family, disdaining it as something disgusting and bad. Because the state wants to be the father, El Jefe. Everybody else is the state's hoe. And we're all to be pimped out. Men are to be emasculated. Women are to be destroyed in their powerful traditional genetic roles and reduced down to spies of the system. Bitter and unhappy, believing if they just serve the system a little bit more, that somehow Valhalla is just over the next hill. So we'll look at Always Feminine Products ad, Always Like a Girl. Toyota, My Bold Dad, presented by the Bold New Camry. So they were given their walking orders to put out these anti-dad messages. So this is a twist on it. He delivers his daughter, and what I've said 1,000 times, to the state. This is really about delivering your daughters to the state. He raises her everything and then turns her over to the state as she's got her combat bag on to be deployed to combat. You don't get that bag when you're deployed to boot camp. You get that at boot camp. She's being deployed to combat. Just like Private Lynch, and they killed members of her team to cover up the truth that she cowered in fear, and it later came out it was to sell women on joining the military and for frontline combat. And that's only to get rid of frontline combat with humans. That's only to wreck the military and bring in machines that are already outperforming the drone pilots. The announcements have now been made. So Toyota did the only twist out of all the ads that looks like it's pro-dad, but only because he delivers her to the state as a sacrifice, a virgin to the gods of war. This is hardcore, folks. You want to talk about cabin in the woods? This is it, baby. Well, I'm not delivering my daughters to the state or my son to be sacrificed on your bloody altar. They're going to defend humanity, and if they have to, I know they're going to grow up straight and strong. They'll do whatever it takes to defend humanity in the info war or beyond. But we don't go join this system for them to be given deadly vaccines and then be put on enemies list as soon as they're out of the military and be put on death lists and not be given medical care. There's one thing still to sacrifice your sons to the state. That's always been done. But it's a new level to sacrifice the girls. Other cultures just won't give up their women. Only here in America is it a sacrament to do so on the bloody altar to Moloch. And you notice Pharaoh only called for the boys, the firstborn. See, this Pharaoh, this system, they wants it all. Because old kings and old kingdoms and old empires wanted big, strong masses of warriors. So they wanted women to bear them. Not anymore. Because the age of the computer and the robot is here. And the decision's been made at Davos and openly announced year after year. It's been announced in Wired Magazine. It's been announced by Microsoft. It's been announced by everyone. Back when I was first telling you it was not being announced, it was in white papers. Now it's being trumpeted that the age of humanity is over. The decision has been made to destroy us. And the first thing you do when you destroy us is you turn men against women and you disintegrate families. And you teach women through archetypal messaging in the sitcoms and dramas that dominating your man and then taking his money and kicking him out and breaking him is your great expression of power. And even mainstream news, they just showed one of the articles. In fact, print that for me. It says, my God, these ads are horrible. Ad after ad after ad about how dads are bad. Dads are just a side vestigial thing. They just deliver the sperm, and okay, did you hear? They can create whatever fake sperm they want, and baby, you don't need him. That's right, and they don't need you either. The robot factories are being prepared. The robots that work on the robots, the announcements have all been made. And if they succeed in this system, the robot overwrite is 20 years off. The bioweapon releases all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. I'm Alex Jones, your host. You notice that I introed the start of the broadcast with that Soylent Green boil down, dovetailing the fictional dystopic science fiction movie from the 1970s starring Chuck Heston with real news clips concerning similar things now happening currently in real time. That's the backdrop, is that the so-called liberal spokespeople are always kill the troops, kill the infirm, kill the old people, abort the babies, infanticide up to age 3. British, Australian, and U.S. courts are saying pedophilia is normal and born that way. That's an article out today. It's in the New American Magazine. Does this sound like a group of people that care about the average person? Oh, they'll dangle old people and kids in front of us to pull on our heartstrings to, like, oh, do our agenda, accept Obamacare, accept victim disarmament, accept planetary government, accept social engineering. It's for the children. And then we line up and do whatever they say. But they're psychopaths. They're control freaks. They could care less. They're punching our buttons, laughing at us, and saying, oh, here's a 5 ads during the Super Bowl about how dads should behave. Dads, you need to be there more for your daughters. Dads, you need to make your daughters join the military. Dads, you know, it's bad that you had a son. On and on and on. There wasn't an ad about China killing tens of millions of newborn girls every year. Oh, no, no, that'd be politically incorrect because that's a communist regime. You don't criticize them. So I'm going to play these clips coming up in the next segment and do a whole report on this. When feminism comes to the Super Bowl, it looks like hashtag like a girl. How about an article, hashtag like a girl, showing women being trained how to use firearms? Oh, no, 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 no. That's not how you empower a woman. No, 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 no. You don't empower a woman to understand how vital it is to find a male who understands the family is a survival unit designed to build wealth and strength and security and honor, and that it's dishonor that's destroyed us, and that this has been done scientifically. When you understand it's been done scientifically, how creepy is that? And that the average woman's identity is thinking men are screwing them over, and then the men have been taught to act like mindless thugs and watch football all day. While we're all being ruled over. So I want to open the phones up concerning the Super Bowl. You can give us your take on it. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We're going to break down this information, play these commercials, and then take your calls. Then we're going to get into Obama. He says it's time to get vaccinated. Quote, get your kids vaccinated. They're trying to use this measles outbreak as a big hype that it's you people that didn't get vaccinated to cause this, when it's clearly illegals pouring in. That's even in mainstream news. And those that have been vaccinated that are causing the measles. That's buried in the articles that, yeah, these Disney workers have been vaccinated. We don't know why they got it right after they got vaccinated. Well, the stinking insert, kind of like gasoline, when you buy a gas tank, it says flammable, don't have fire or smoke around this. And you pull a cigarette out and light it when you're pouring gas, you know, in your gas tank, and it blows up. And you wonder why it blows up. I mean, it says it can give you measles. And so what if you get measles? Whoop-dee-doo. The vaccines are what you got to worry about historically. And there's another video up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. He's done it again. Video, San Diegans want pets covered under Obamacare. And he says, yeah, you know, people making $80,000 a year should pay for your pet. And the people are like, absolutely. And they sign a petition wanting something free. This is a monstrously dangerous because you got to understand, he's not cherry picking. You can go to any liberal area, really authoritarian, lazy blobs. They're not really liberals. And these people will sign to take your guns, to put you in a FEMA camp, to be forced labor for Democrats. I mean, these are lazy yes men, no intellectual acumen, no understanding of history. These are very dangerous, 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 dangerous people. That's why they're pushing infanticide up to 3 or 5 now. That's why they've got death panels, killing troops, not giving them health care. Nobody's coming to help them. They're going to keep murdering them in mass. That's why they got old people getting euthanized all over the West, because folks don't care about each other. The Republicans can't even ban partial birth abortion. And so they're going to abort your pension funds. They're going to abort your prosperity. And we're all going to be annihilated and enslaved if we don't turn this around by the total criminals that have taken over.
We're
on
the
march. We won't stand up for each other. So the big theme at the Super Bowl this year was, quote, feminism and the establishment brand of that. Women being worshipped, riding giant beasts, men bowing down to them, fathers being told they're not doing enough for their children and their daughters, and ad after ad. It's systematic, it's pre-planned, it's pre-deployed. And there's big backlash against it. But the Super Bowl is one of the only places that still has a larger audience, over 100 million. Then you have every other major channel reporting on what happens during the Super Bowl, so it has that amplification factor. But to be clear, this is not feminism about empowering women. It's about ensuring that they're all forced into the workforce so that they can pay taxes, so families can be broken up, and so children can become basically wards that are raised by the state and by the iPhones and Android tablets that are in the news today in a major pediatric journal, brain damaging children. Just one more to legions of studies. This is a scientific takeover. Meanwhile, you take the political correctness of zero tolerance in a Texas town. This is in New York Daily News. We have an article up on Infowars.com. Fourth grader says he has the one ring. School suspends him for terrorist threat, dad says. Texas boy suspended for saying he could make classmates disappear with Lord of the Rings sorcery. And he looks about as sweet as you could ever be. The ring little Aiden brought to school may have been the true ring of power, but it had enough controversy to get him suspended from Kermit, Texas school. That's right. Tolkien lore led Texas boy to suspension after he brought his one ring to school. He wanted to come and play Ring of Power. I mean, I play all sorts of games with my six-year-old who still likes to play make-believe stuff, where, you know, I'm Godzilla and she's a big robot, defeats me and blows me up. Well, she deserves to be arrested, I guess. See, it's thought crime. Play the violent video games, go see the movies, but the minute you say bang, or the minute you draw a picture of a gun, or the minute you even see a magic ring that can make you disappear, that's a threat. See, it's mind control, an obsessed, weird country where you don't know reading, writing, or arithmetic. You don't know who the founders were. You don't know common sense. Don't know what due process is. But you know, that's a threat saying you've got a magic ring. You're kicked out of school. You're like, well, that's crazy. That's over the top. No, it's not. It's totalitarianism. Again, we've seen many cases where kids are seen playing with Nerf guns in their front or backyard. The neighbor calls the school, and they're suspended, saying it's against policy, even though the policy isn't law and it doesn't extend to your home. Fourth grader suspended for bringing Nerf gun to show and tell. That's one article they found. The other one was school suspends boy for playing with Nerf gun at home. It's a power grab, people. It's social engineering. Remember what the attorney general said to the radio TV convention. He said we need to brainwash the public and be repetitive and literally brainwash the public against the guns. Well, they're doing it against the family as well, creating some idea as men and women, husbands and wives, grandparents sit around. I mean, there I am with my mom, my dad, the kids, the family. And we've eaten dinner and we're watching the second half of the Super Bowl. And I'm pointing out propaganda and all this occultic garbage. And it's just attacking us. It's attacking the human unit that it knows it's trying to suck in. I mean, my grandmothers knew that the world didn't care about their families and that family came first and that it was an operation where people built each other up. And my grandfathers would do anything for their wives and they'd do anything for their husbands, and they were on a team and they were cool. And they had their act together. They wanted their sons and daughters to be strong. They wanted them to be successful and honorable. And I look at women today compared to my grandmothers, they're a joke. They're a joke on average. I have one grandmother still alive at 90 years old. But just smart, tough as nails, sweet at the same time, very feminine, but very strong, and not screwed up, realizing that they were there to hold a family together. And now the average woman thinks she's on some football team against men when men are out of the game, brainwashed, brain damaged, totally destroyed, arrested development, gone. You watch any of these shows, the idiot guy gets the girls, which isn't how the world works. And the dad's always a moron and lazy. We all laugh at that and think it's funny. And they start out with images that are adorable, like an Archie Bunker. And by the time they're done with it, it's married with children. And then now the dads, every show, are a complete joke, a complete fool. And mom runs the show. And mom does what the state says. Gloria Steinem, in her book, admitted, and it was declassified, that Miss Magazine was started by the CIA to break up families and to make women feel guilty if they wanted to raise the children and run the house. That's the cave. That's the base. That's everything. That is what you're going to work to get money to fund. And now they're reversing it, saying dads need to come in and help with the kids more, and mom's going to be the executive. And in most cases now, 65% of college graduates are women. Most of the low-level and mid-level executive jobs are now going to women by design. And then they go out and they all have artist boyfriends who are going to make it someday, baby. Never buy them anything. Never take care of them. And the woman sits there and treats them like a little boy. Even if they have a kid, he's a little boy. And she gives him the money. And just like I saw growing up in the black communities when I'd go over to my black friends' houses, in nice neighborhoods, but also in the projects. Football, baseball, you name it. And I just remember, like, you never saw a dad around, and sometimes dad would show up from work. He'd usually live with his mom down the street, and then he would come and give part of his money to the mama who was the boss. And that's if he even worked or wasn't in prison. And now that's the model. And you see these totally unfulfilled women freaked out. By the time they get about 40, they start looking for a real man. And let me tell you, there isn't many of them. You've been biologically robbed. I hope you enjoy it, because it's only the beginning. They robbed you everything you could have been, everything you would have been. Women are what empowers men and what empowers civilizations. And you take women out, you take down the civilization. Women are the heart, the beating heart of humanity. And look what's been done to them. Oh, we got some free Obamacare for you. It's always a free ride, isn't it? Think you got that free ride? Think you got some free vaccines? Got some free birth control at Planned Parenthood? Before you take those subdermal time-release drugs, you need to look into what they really do to you. I'm not even going to tell you what they did to you. Go look it up. Just find out you're not getting a free ride. Just like the black community signed on to the Great Society and liberalism, and it's more than quadrupled illegitimacy, cut the jobless rate, it's expanded, it's doubled. Total breakdown. You think that was all just a little accident? This is a scientific plan. I want to go to your phone calls, but first let's play some of these clips. Let's play the Always Like a Girl ad by Always, which is, again, a feminine hygiene product, which implies that men everywhere are insulting each other, saying you're like a girl, when I have really probably never heard this statement other than Hollywood movies. And notice, they're always the one hyping racism and sexism in movies like it's really going on. So here it is. You tune in, and this is what you're bombarded with in a unified, and then the halftime show matches it, all unified propaganda. That's the big takeaway here. You're being propagandized. Let's go to that clip. Rewrite the rules. There you go. Oh, don't worry. They're rewriting the rules. The end of humanity is here. Could humans come together, realize the divide, realize the manipulation? I don't know. It's too fun to hear the epic music of the bad boys that want to suppress the little girls, creating guilt in them so they'll do what they're told by the women who are the policemen of the state, the social engineers. I mean, it's a fact. I've read Bernays books. I've read the white papers. I've made films on it, the film Endgame. This is what's going on. Now, this is a twist on it because Toyota's told this is your job, you know, make it about moms and dads, make it about girls, make that the focus. And so Toyota comes out with this great dad that raises this great girl, but then he delivers her with her combat bag to deploy to combat. So he deploys her to be sacrificed directly to the state in the final twilight of humanity as we're being phased out. We're now going to throw our girls down the garbage disposal of these illegal wars. Let's go to that clip.
Who will make their own choices someday?
That's right. Never direct your children anyway. Never teach them any knowledge you were handed down. Cut that off now. Don't tell children anything you learned. Let the state and the media. That's what the media always says. Don't tell your kids what to believe. Don't tell them what to think. Don't. What? But the media is, the Super Bowl ads are, the public school's going to teach a six-year-old how to fist. Sorry to use a term like that. That's what they teach them in public school, how to masturbate. But see, don't. No. You let the system program your kids. You don't say anything to them. Think about how creepy this is. Let's go to the next one. All emotional. Here's a Nissan ad. With dad. See, dad's not home enough during this 1 minute, 30-second ad. Dad's bad. Dad's bad. But it doesn't matter. He still gets a car. That makes it okay. It's all about guilt. Dad's guilty. But he takes his son, and basically he's about to be 16. He's going to give him that car. It's all unsaid. You can tell. It's all right. He gives him a car. It makes it all right. Very sophisticated ads. Because, again, it's not enough that men are out there busting their butt, working so hard. You know why companies want men? You know why men sailed the ships and did all that? Because when men start dying, men can continue operating. Men's brains are designed that way. And will stay on task. Women are designed to be able to take care of children and to process things and to try to have a happy society. But they're ending that whole world. And so they have to even attack men for going out and sacrificing and working so hard and staying at those jobs. They call it a glass ceiling because statistically women are paid 20% less than men. It's because women generally want to quit and have children. And it's because women want to take more vacation. And statistically, women don't want to stay as late. And I don't blame them. It's men that are meant to go out and not sleep for 3 days chasing down mastodons to run them over the side of a cliff to haul back enough dried meat that everybody survives to the winter. I mean, do you understand the journey that men and women have been through on this planet? Everything we did working together to survive, and then they claim it's all about men suppressing women and all about this great oppression. When women love their sons and their daughters and fathers love their sons and daughters, in every culture, men were more valued on the surface because they stayed part of your clan or your group, and you loved them so much you didn't want to lose them. But if you had a daughter, they would then go join another group and leave you. And why did every society have that system? Because it's the only one that worked, ladies and gentlemen, and the establishment is destroying it, and notice society's falling apart. We're going to go to break and talk to Mark, John, Joe, Indigo Kid, and others that are patiently holding. I want to get your take on Super Bowl, halftime, brainwashing, all of it. Briefly, we're going to end all the specials today. It always takes us a few days after the specials end to get them off InfoWarsStore.com. The free shipping on ProPure and water filtration systems ends. The 45% off The yearly membership at PrisonPlanet.tv ends, and a bunch of other specials end. I'm going to tell them to take it down tomorrow morning from InfoWarsStore.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We've got a special. We're continuing two bottles of X2 Nation Iodine with a free bottle of Ancient Defense Herbal Booster, Herbal Immunity Booster, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Look, scientifically directed anti-human behavior is going on. We need to come together as humanity, every race, color, and creed, and every gender, and defeat the tyranny. Joe Biggs, InfoWars.com reporter, loves the Patriots. And he is so happy today, let me tell you. I wish I could tell the story he was just telling me. And the photos he was just showing me. You got to put those on Facebook, bro. Oh, man. When I was home last night. Oh, boy. That guy's an animal. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, they don't want us to be animals, strong, virile, or feminine if you're a woman. Human. They want to just, oh, it's bad that men are better at football. It hurts women. Let's have a bunch of ads about how women have value. It's like you can't tell one of your children, hey, you did really good on this test score. Oh, don't say that. Your other children don't feel thanked. They're going to be basket cases in life when someone else succeeds and they don't. It's like all this Dr. Spock stuff, don't discipline your kids. Look how screwed up society is now. This has all been done by design. And then is this freedom? Texas boy suspended for saying he could make classmates disappear with the Lord of the Rings sorcery ring if they put it on? Wasn't even a threat. This is the sickness. This is the world we're living in. These are not liberals. These are totalitarians. Let's go to Mark. Mark, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Mr. Jones.
Hey.
Somebody, hey. Okay, so I had a few points that I was going to bring up, but after listening to you go on, kind of changed my mind about what I was going to say about the Super Bowl. You know, he's talking about it's all been done by design. I kind of want to bring up a point to all the listeners out there. God bless everybody that's out there, by the way. The ultimate designer is Satan and all of this, and it's pretty obvious in the later chapters of Matthew where he gets to talking about Jesus gets to talking and describing and saying, you know, a house divided cannot stand, and that's the root cause of all these problems. And you take that and you look at some of the, I guess you'd say, the prophecies that he's talking about looking for in the end of, you know, fathers will be against their kids, children will be against their parents. It's going to be this all-out, you know, unlawfulness just completely.
Yeah, women will be against their husbands, children will be against their parents. You'll be enslaved, you'll be cursed, you'll be overtaxed. I forget which part of the Bible that is. We got to find that verse. Bible verse, your children will fight against you, and then it'll pull it up. But it's absolutely what happens when we enter into this zone. Appreciate your call, Mark. Good points. Let's talk to John in New Jersey. He wants to talk Super Bowl.
Alex.
Hey, go ahead.
I haven't watched the NFL since they wouldn't let Rush Limbaugh buy a portion of the St. Louis Rams. It was full of baloney. But the best thing about last night was I had InfoWars to listen to in the meantime, and that was great that you were broadcasting. There were, you know, I started listening to you a year ago when you did your piece on Michael Savage's program when the Ukrainians and the Russians were coming into each other over Crimea, and I was so impressed with your knowledge that I've been a listener ever since. And I just got a couple of things. One is I want to compliment Rob Dew on his tech portions on the nightly news, man. They're great.
Thank you.
And the other thing is that I'm curious as to why such little references made to the revolution in the Philippines. You know, the whole society came against Marcos and his abuse of his power. And they did it without any bloodshed. And it seemed like that should be elevated as an example. Because you're getting through, man. I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of people like me that would rather have listened to InfoWars last night and the nightly broadcast on Sunday rather than watch the football game.
That's a good point. We should look at revolutions that have been successful. Thank you so much, John. Joe, Indigo Kid, and others. Calls are coming up. Stay with us. Very simple. If we're going to be conquered by the scientific, technological elite that President Eisenhower warned us about in his farewell address, he said a technological elite that controls the military-industrial complex, they always cut that part out. If we're aware of their operations and if we come together on basic issues and stop infighting, it's over for them. That's why we can't have a peaceful revolution, is we're too busy fighting with each other. If there were no more white people, there'd be no problems. If there were no more black people, there'd be no more problems. Why, if the men weren't oppressing the women, there'd be no more problems. It's the same story. But the average person is all aware of that and obsessed with that, but they're not obsessed with central banking and how these elites get free money and we don't. I mean, there's all these other big issues that are the meat and potatoes of how the world works, and the average man or woman just knows all the political correctness. Even if you don't agree with it, you still know it, and it's still there. Joe in Mississippi, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's very convenient that the system is pushing all this vaccine stuff at this time, especially with the Disney outbreak. And, you know, it's not a law or anything except for in Mississippi and West Virginia, the only exemption you can get is a medical exemption. And it's having an effect on a group here in Mississippi trying to get the law changed to have a philosophical exemption.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and the it takes almost an act of Congress to get the medical exemption here in the state of Mississippi. And there's a recording of one of these officials, and he's very vitriolic. He's like, well, do you want your exemption or not? It's ridiculous. And so all this stuff comes up. And, you know, never mind. I'm sick of hearing all these people parroting all this garbage. You know, never mind that almost half the people at the Disney outbreak were vaccinated. You know, it's hateful not to have a philosophical exemption.
Well, that's what we've got to do is get back in their face, because they're trying to bully us again on guns, on dads are bad, on vaccines. It's all part of this bullying and trying to get a bunch of idiots to get all hyped up and to get in our face. Great point. Appreciate your call. Indigo Kid, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Happy New Year.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
I saw that picture of Katy Perry on your guys' site where she's, like, dressed in the flames, and you have the guys as the robots. That's pretty much me trying to blend transhumanism with Luciferianism. And if you look at the transhumanist perspective, globalism seems to be, like, they want you basically to start a hate group to save the environment. They want to, like, make you into a biological android so you propagate their propaganda. But I don't think that really works personally, because you don't have the creative spirit behind you to actually create something that's real, so it's just an illusion. But I wrote a quick quote I wanted to read just because I watched that movie that you're part of, State of Mind, the other night. I've watched it a couple of times, and here it is. The enemy of the state may appear as a rugged individual, but true radicals are those who worship the state with which seeks to devour those within proximity, using their displaced sense of self-sacrifice as slow-burning fuel comprised of trafficked souls considered to be human resources. And I say displaced rather than misplaced, displaced sense of self-sacrifice, because when you look at the Tavistock Institute, the whole Prussian model of indoctrination rather than education.
Yeah, Pavlovian robots, they admit they were trying to build robots, and they were pretty much successful, and that's what this is. This is a human rebellion against being turned into a robot. DrudgeReport.com has some huge breaking news that I'm going to have condensed into an article for InfoWars.com. We'll hit that when we come back. This is big. We have a special guest. Stay with us. More calls coming up as well. At the bottom of the hour, Marin Katusa. He's a big mine operator worldwide, portfolio manager, KC Research, chief energy strategist. He's going to break down the news behind the news, what's really happening in Russia, oil prices, and more. We're going to continue with your phone calls now with Raider, Vincent, Walt, another Vincent, Chris, and others. I don't think I've ever seen two Vincents on the board at the same time. So that's just some of the calls that are coming up. I just spent most of the last hour getting into the anti-male, anti-family, quote, female empowerment message put out by the big mega corporations that could care less about you and your family. This is all about more infighting, more balkanization, so that we can't ever come together against the New World Order, who is creating an unsustainable economic system that's meant to end civilization as we know it. It's called Agenda 21. And that's only one part of the larger eugenics plan. But before I go back to your calls, I want to get into some of this news. Now, I've been harping on this for years. And we discovered in the middle of last year, or about 5 months into last year, with our reporters, Jakari Jackson and others, Don Salazar and others, down on the Texas border, that in McAllen, Brownsville, and other areas, we were told this by our ICE tipsters, that they bring the illegals in by the millions every year, load them on buses, give them vouchers, and then send them to Democrat-controlled areas where each family's paid $7,000 a month, or in some cases $8,000 a month, to take three illegals and then get them all their fake IDs. Then the feds give them work permits and actually hire them. In many cases, the feds hire them themselves. There's the headline with video. City official admits Border Patrol fronting cash to bus illegals anywhere in the U.S. And the Border Patrol came out and said, yes, we complete the smuggling process, close quote. This is totally illegal, outside of law, a huge covert operation like Iran-Contra was. As she says, an example of a secret operation. This is not passed by Congress. This is totally illegal. We have the video and the photos of buses and vans being loaded. Any other media could go down to the Texas border right now and go to Brownsville, go to McAllen, go to the bus terminals, and it's happening right there with the Border Patrol. And the Border Patrol will come over and say, turn your cameras off, because they are so freaked out. They're following their treasonous orders. Well, now the Center for Immigration Studies did a four-year and finally got the documents. This is out of National Review, Breitbart, and several other reports. They're red-linked on the left-hand side of drudgereport.com. Is the best place to find them, drudgereport.com. We're going to have a whole article done on this, and I want this to lead the nightly news tonight, folks, about Obama criminally opens the border. You know, bombshell documents prove treason. Border opened, illegals legalized by fiat. I mean, this is sensational. It took the New York Times 3 months to run a report admitting very quietly that, yes, we talked to federal officials. They've ordered outside of law that the illegals be legalized, not just the kids. This is the end of the country, folks. They get welfare instantly when they get here. They vote over 90%. They're given illegal ID cards. I mean, I guess they're legal. They go and vote illegally. I mean, this is game over. I mean, you understand, this is bold. Report, federal government issued nearly 5.5 million work permits to foreign nationals just in the last 5 years. More than 5.46 million foreign nationals received work permits from the federal government since 2009, according to a new report from the Center for Immigration Studies. Data uncovered from U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services agencies revealed that approximately 982,000 work permits were given to illegal immigrants and other foreign nationals unqualified for admission, most of whom crossed the border without inspection. USCIS and the agency with the Department of Homeland Security responsible. Now, wait, you think that's bad? You think that's bad? Look at this headline right here. This is the one I really need you guys to print. 18 million. That's a Daily Caller. 18 million total new foreign workers since 2009, 18 million. See, they used to always say there's 15 million illegals. From ICE, we've been told it's more like 35, 40 million. And ladies and gentlemen, this is just the beginning as the third world collapses. In 5 years, 18 plus million. So far, 18 million foreign students and workers, including many university-trained workers, have jumped to the U.S. economy since Obama was inaugurated. And in almost every case, they just issue it in a secret shadow immigration system, is the quote in the document. Shadow immigration system. See, they have to comply with all these foreign UN treaties, just like the Pacific Partnership they're trying to ram through secretly right now. And that's their excuse. Oh, well, we have a treaty. Let's keep it secret. So it's a whole giant secret government. We were told in January by Border Patrol that illegals were being brought in. And to get down to the border, it took us 3-4 months to get down there and document it. Can you imagine what else is going on? Here we are a year later. And now we learn what we could already tell. I remember it was about 6 years ago, they had a bunch of fake meatpacking plant raids where they arrested a couple thousand illegals. And then it came out a few weeks later that the feds took them right to ICE, gave them green cards, work permits, and then drove them back a day later to the meatpacking plants. It was all for public consumption. And I can't go to Guatemala or Nicaragua or Nigeria or Taiwan, not a third world country, but I can't go there, and just instantly get free welfare, have a baby for free, everything taken care of. And then these immigrants go and complain at the White House they're not getting enough. That reminds me of this next report we're going to play. I'm going to go back to your calls. This is up on Infowars.com. This is not cherry-picked. San Diegans want pets covered under Obamacare. We're going to go to this clip in a moment. Americans signed petition to force higher earners to pay for their veterinarian bills. Yeah, people making $80,000 need to pay for your pet. That's right. Let me sign that. That's the mindset, folks. This is so sick, and it's only being done until they get a big client group in place. And then total tyranny. They will vote in total dictatorship. They will vote to take everything you've got, your pension funds, you name it. Black, white, Hispanic, they're all the same on the inside, dumber than a box of rocks, lazy piles of slag. Let's go to this report. It's at Infowars.com.
Two more signatures for it's the Obamacare, that's basically, it's the Affordable Care Veterinarian Act. It's the final addendum to Obamacare. Just print there, birth date and the signature. It's to expand it. Expand it for veterinarian care, basically.
Oh, he wants that. Oh, free deal, really.
And you need
Turn it off. The full video is up on Infowars.com. These are not cherry-picked. We can do this in Austin as well. That's in San Diego. These people are begging to be enslaved, and they have been. They're begging. Guests are joining us to get deeply into what's really happening with energy worldwide and the economy. Vincent in North Carolina, thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Thanks for having me. It's been a while. It's good to talk to you again. I hadn't called in a long time, had a busy work schedule, but just happened where I work, the power went out, and we only got to work half a day. So,
well, welcome, brother. One of those evil guys working.
Yeah, they taught me the wrong bag of tricks. I guess I should have applied for social services or something.
Exactly.
But I had a question, and this is probably old news. You may have video yourself on the Ukraine issue.
Is it the video that the U.S. Citizen soldier, East Coast accent, saying "Get out of my face"?
No, I don't. I haven't seen that one. But for those listeners out there who frowned at you for having Lyndon LaRouche on air. That might be my fault. I was the one who suggested to their staff that he contact.
Well, I think we should have Lyndon LaRouche back on. I don't agree with some of his ideas, but I agree with his analysis. He's a really smart, interesting fella.
Yeah, I agree a lot with what he's saying. I don't know if I agree with every little detail.
Sure, exactly. But I mean, what's your point though overall though that you wanted to make?
Well, they sent me material videos in January of last year. They had a press conference. I think it was with Natalia Vitrenko. I believe it was in Paris. I think it was called the Paris Socialist Party, had this press conference. And they showed video, these people who were from the Ukraine, how these neo-Nazis had been trained to antagonize the Ukrainian police and set, you know, throw Molotov cocktails, all types of stuff. I mean, it was very violent.
Sure, and that all came out that the West funded all that.
Yeah, and I'm guessing that it was George Soros' money that went into that. And
well, Soros brags that he quarterbacks the whole thing, Vincent. Good to hear from you. Glad you brought that up. It's important. Chris in Kentucky, you're on the air about the Super Bowl. Welcome.
Yeah, I'm just, hey, Alex, I tell you what, I'm just disgusted at the conditioning, what they've done. Did you see? You hear about the massive helicopters, how people are going to be safe. They're going to scan faces, making sure there's no terrorism, putting a fear factor. It just made me sick.
Yeah, don't worry. The helicopters are scanning your faces to keep you safe from ISIS that our government openly created.
Oh, isn't it amazing? Yeah, and you know, there's just these massive conditioning. I just get so sick. People ask me, you going to watch the Super Bowl? I said, no, I'm not going to watch that. It's so corrupt as it is. They look
well,
at
I mean,
really
it's police
guys,
state
you know?
Conditioning. It's, you know, anti-family conditioning. I mean, it's just a total agenda that you'd get in some dystopic nightmare, you know, movie, not in America. And it just shows that you've got a dumbed-down population that's like lambs in the slaughter.
Exactly. Oh, did you get a report about the CEO, the head of Wounded Warriors, is an anti-gun? I heard it on this network this morning.
I'm going to have to look into that, but if it's true, that's just unbelievable.
Yeah, just look into that. Have one of your reporters tell me.
I know this. Their specialty is conservative and libertarian groups that raise money, and then it turns out it's going to anti-gun groups. Like, when I first talked about that 20 years ago, people didn't believe me about United Way and Red Cross, but now it's been in the news. About half the money you give ends up going to basically globalist anti-family, anti-gun, pro-abortion stuff. It's like the breast cancer societies and, you know, groups that end up being connected into the Planned Parenthood. I mean, they know how to siphon our money. And Red Cross and United Way are some of the biggest funders of folks trying to take our guns. And you know, there's my grandma writing checks to them, and, you know, she doesn't know. I got to go tell her, hey, they're not good people. I got to show her news articles about it. So I don't know that's true. I'm not saying it isn't. Guys, look into that Wounded Warrior CEO. Just search Wounded Warrior CEO, anti-gunner. But you know what? It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, there's just no end to it. They'd love to get vets to get money for other vets and then have it go to take our guns. I mean, that's exactly how they operate. It's like Bill Clinton gets, you know, Haitian children money and then keeps it for gun control. We ought to be pleased he keeps most of it for himself instead of just for gun control. Anything else, Chris? I guess you're gone. All right, Walt, Vincent, Alan, and others, your calls are coming up. But first, a guest. A top expert on energy and what's happening with Russia, straight ahead. Maren Kutusa wrote this book just a few months ago. It's just now coming out. David Knight thinks it's one of the best he's ever read. That's why the copy I've got has got a whole bunch of notes in it. The Colder War. I haven't read it yet. I've scanned over it. He's the head of KC Research, energy strategist. And I really look forward to having him on. ColderWar.com, KCResearch.com. Maren Kutusa is going to be joining us here in just a minute or so. Then we'll continue with a host of news I haven't gotten to yet. Forced inoculations being pushed. Some special reports in the next hour. Briefly, we have January specials that are going to end. It's obviously February 2nd now on this Monday edition. Usually takes us, as you know, a few days to get specials down. I came in today and I said, yeah, I intended to run that for a few extra days. Take it down tomorrow night. So if you want to get free shipping on all the water filtration systems, plus 10% off with promo code WATER, take advantage of getting your ProPure G2 gravity-fed stainless steel systems. They annihilate the side-by-side comparisons in the studies. They annihilate in the video taste test we've got done. Downtown Austin. They're just really high quality. We also have the clearly filtered systems that are excellent as well, but are even more affordable. InfoWarsStore.com. Promo code WATER to get 10% off. We always have that special. But you get free shipping right now. That is a huge value when it's a water filtration system. Very easy to use. takes a few minutes to put together, and you can be drinking really high-quality purified water that side-by-side annihilates the competition. So InfoWarsStore.com. Also, you can get roughly 45% off a yearly membership right now. Instead of $5.95 a month, it's basically half of that. It comes down to 12 cents a day per person because 20 people can use each membership. It's normally $54.95. It's $29.95 right now. That's $2.50 a month per membership instead of $5.95 a month. And you can have 20 people use it. That's 12 cents per person per month. Please become a PrisonPlanet.tv member today because we won't have this special again until next Christmas into January. PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to thank all of you that are PrisonPlanet.tv nightly news subscribers. You're funding so much of what we're able to do here every day. That's about to end. There's a bunch of other specials at InfoWarsLife.com that will end tomorrow. We're going to keep the special going while supplies last of two bottles of Nason Iodine X2, the highest quality out there, the good halogen, what it's done for me and others. You've heard the rave reviews. It's just amazing. With a free bottle of Ancient Defense when you get two bottles of Survival Shield Nason Iodine at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And we're not like MSNBC, as I've said 1,000 times, that gets stimulus money to then push anti-free market, anti-gun garbage. We're not like NPR that gets $400-plus million a year and then sits there and, you know, spews all this anti-family garbage. We fund ourselves with sponsorship and high-quality products we sell. We have a little secret. The truck made in the USA, all of it, the fabric, the printing, everything, on the long sleeve, Molon Labe, modern camouflage pattern, is about to come in. We're going to put it back on the shopping cart in the next hour. This time we did a triple size order. It still sold out the last time we did in a matter of days in the extra larges and XX larges. It's a super handsome shirt. People love it. And I just told them, well, the truck's coming. Go ahead and put it up for sale. It's going to go up for sale at InfoWarsStore.com in the Made in 1776, Made in America section. So the Special Forces style Molon Labe, InfoWars.com on the back, American flag on the arm. These are really popular. They look great. This is the most popular shirt I've ever worn in public. People love it. And it does sell out very quickly, except in like small for some reason. We have more of them almost here from the factory on the East Coast. So the truck's a day away. You can start ordering InfoWarsStore.com right now. And that purchase, again, funds the operation. So we thank you all for your support. Joining us is Marin Katusa, Chief Energy Strategist, KC Research. He was a mathematics professor before he left academics to apply his models to portfolio management. He's a sought-after portfolio manager and a sought-after speaker. CNBC, RT, CBC, writes for the Business Network News. And he also is the founding director of Copper Mountain, Canada's third largest copper mine. And he's chief energy strategist for KC Research. Over the years, Martin has been involved in raising over $1 billion in capital for early stages and producing resource companies. So he is a true trailblazing entrepreneur. ColderWar.com to break down his book. Sir, thank you for coming on today. I want to get into Russia, the inside baseball, where energy policy is going, what's happening with the oil war. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Well, you've got the floor. Start breaking down where we are right now from an inside perspective.
Alex, it's very scary. What the West, America, the European Union, they're starting to play Russian roulette, and Putin is not backing down. He's putting more forces to eastern Ukraine, and now Obama's leaked some documents stating that the Americans may supply lethal artillery and weapons and manpower. So more boots, more American boots, more American weaponry in Ukraine. You don't want to put more sanctions on Russia because now Greece has vetoed these. But more importantly, the existing sanctions have pushed Russia and China closer together than ever before. They're doing hundreds of billions of dollars worth of deals, the largest construction project in the world. And all this is doing is uniting the Russian bear and the Chinese dragon, and that is the worst possible outcome for America and the West.
It's a very bold strategy to send in CIA commandos and others to be engaging the Russians in combat the last 6 months. That's basically admitted $5 billion to overthrow the Ukrainian government. I don't have a dog in the fight here. It's just clear the West is instituting and instigating all this. Sure, they're hurting Russia right now, driving down the price of oil, but long term, this is a really dangerous game. What do you think the Western powers are thinking?
Well, it's all about the NATO expansion. It's trying to expand Europe, the European Union. The EU is broke. Greece now, a real insignificant country when you look on the global scale and by no means is a superpower, is now dictating the terms of the sanctions against Russia. So you can see the European Union is a basket case. And, you know, America is now being drawn into this because of the EU, and there really is nothing here positive for the average American here. The Ukraine conflict's getting worse. It's going to get worse. It's going to last longer, and it's just going to be a drain on the U.S. economy.
Well, when the West attacked Russian-held areas in Georgia, they miscalculated and the Russians poured in and threatened nuclear war in Europe. I mean, if Russia's not backing down and the West isn't backing down, what are the policymakers thinking? It's not like Russia's on our southern border attacking us. We're attacking them.
Exactly. And the worst part of this, now you look at the Russian population within the eastern Ukraine, this is a secession war. This is not a civil war, and they want to join Russia. Look at Crimea. Putin has now hinted that because Crimea is now part of Russia, that they have the sovereign right to move their nuclear weapons to Crimea, which is just on the edge of Europe. So there's a lot of risk here. The difference is the Russian people are solely behind the Slavic warrior Putin. They defend what Putin is doing. They are proud of what Putin is doing because they see him standing up against the West. The question I have is, Obama's got 2 years left. What is the future foreign policy here? If the new president continues this failed foreign policy, it's just going to be a lot worse for Europe and the U.S. And the Russians here have nothing to lose. They have an expansionary program, and they're fit to fight, and they are plan on fighting. They're not going to back down. So the question is what's the West going to do now?
Well, they just push and push and push because the people running the West are not Americans like a John Wayne or a Ronald Reagan. They want to export George Soros' tyranny back to Russia. They want socialism for the general public and their own crony system above it, controlling it, and they're turning al-Qaeda loose all over the Middle East. What do you see in the grand strategy worldwide happening right now? What's the grand strategy? What's happening with the driving down oil prices? Break down your book for us, The Colder War, How the Global Energy Trade Slipped from America's Grasp.
Alex, you're nailing all the most important parts here. You know, I find it shocking that Obama and his wife go to Saudi Arabia and King Salman, the new king of Saudi Arabia. In our book, we have a chapter called The Shaky House of Saud. How come no one's really talking about the truth of who King Salman? He was funding the Afghani extremists that the Americans were fighting. He was funding the Bosnian Muslim extremists that the West fought against. This is chaos, and now they're trying to show him as a great leader, as a moderate. That is all false. If you look into the past of King Salman, he was the financier. He was the point man for all of the funding of what today is ISIS. ISIS is getting stronger. Obama came out today and said, hey, let's relax. You know, ISIS is not that big of a deal. Really? Ask the Japanese if ISIS is a big deal or not. ISIS is getting stronger. The Saudi Arabia, there's very vulnerable here. The price of oil is collapsing. The Bakken, the Eagle Ford. Hundreds of billions of dollars of debt. We haven't even seen the debt roll over in the U.S. There's a lot of risk. And the debt that is potentially to blow up in the U.S. shale sector could be greater than what happened to the Lehman Brothers. This is a huge risk. At the same time, they're trying to distract things with Ukraine. Ukraine is really an insignificant. What does EU get? It's the breadbasket of Eastern Europe. There's not much going on there other than major debt. Ukraine owes over $18 billion to Russia. So there's a lot of problems. I see worse controversy, more death, more wars, more battles in the Middle East. I see Eastern Europe getting worse. And more importantly, the emerging markets are working together, supporting Putin. Look what China is doing against the Western philosophy. So there really is a battle between the old world order and the new world order. And right now, it's the new world order that is winning.
So when you say new world order, you mean the people that run the U.S., England, Europe? You're saying they're winning?
No, actually, if you look at what's going on with China, they are backing the Russians.
So you're saying that's the new world order. Is
correct.
That new world order they're calling for?
That's right, the emerging markets, because they want the lifestyle that the West is taking. taken for granted, and they are going to work together against us. And, you know, really, one third of all of America's debt is owned by China, and China does not play by, you know, the UN's rules. If you look at all the voting on the UN, they've always backed Russia. Where's India here? There's a reason why Obama's spending so much time in India. Historically, India is going to align themselves up with Russia. Who's really supplying the military of India? It's Russia. China, Russia, India, the emerging markets are working together against the forces of Europe, Western Europe, and America. And right now, if you see, Ukraine is a good example of what's going on. You know, you really, who's winning here? The Russians are winning in the Ukraine.
Let me raise this point. We see mainstream articles in The Guardian out of Davos where George Soros is running around with his minions saying, you better give $100 trillion to the IMF and World Bank to help poor people. There's going to be a global uprising against wealth. And the billionaires are running off the Cook Islands and New Zealand and other areas, building armored redoubts and private long airstrips and admitting it's because of this. But then meanwhile, Soros is trying to stir up civil unrest everywhere. What do you think's behind that?
Well, there's always an agenda. Where are his investments going? You know, there's no secret that he was the funder of the Orange Revolution, the Rose Revolution in the early 2000s against Russia. This time is a bit different situation. The Russians are working together with China, and their forces are going to be working against that. So Soros has his agenda where his investments are. You know, no one's asking, is he trying to protect his investments? You know, there's no secret that Soros has been a big investor in Ukraine. He's potentially there to lose billions of dollars, so he's trying to use the government's money to bail out his own investments. So there's a lot of things behind the scenes that we don't see. Again, in the Middle East.
Well, that's right. I mean, he called for a Marshall Plan, tens of billions of dollars to be given basically directly to him.
Exactly. It's the American taxpayer that is funding his investments.
Well, I mean, I agree with you that up until about 6 months ago, Putin was beating the West. And again, I'm not lionizing him, but Putin's not here running things, trying to take my guns and running ads everywhere saying fathers are bad. I mean, we got a really sick elite, make no mistake. But I take the real American system any day over what Russia's got. So I'm not rooting against America. I'm just here looking at the tea leaves. But now since the Saudis and others slashed oil prices, or I know you're an expert on energy, so break that down for us. It seems like it's really hurting Russia, hurting the ruble. I mean, in a football game, it looks like the devil Patriots are coming back a little bit.
Well, exactly. What's key to understand here for Russia, why they are going to survive here, first of all, they're the world's largest crude oil producer, but they produce in rubles and they sell in euros and U.S. dollars. So they won't experience Dutch disease. When you're a petrol state, when you're a real producer of oil, the worst thing you want is a decreasing commodity price and a strengthening dollar. So I will argue that the Bakken and the Eagle Ford are experiencing Dutch disease here because their costs are in U.S. dollars and they sell in U.S. dollars. So what this is all about is international market share. You got the Arab Gulf states, you know, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, UAE. They are major producers and they're trying to increase their market share. Russia is a major producer. They're trying to increase their market share. And the U.S. shale sector has been hugely successful.
They're trying to bankrupt that.
Exactly. And this is a war against the U.S. shale sector. I put an article out that OPEC declared war on U.S. Thanksgiving Day, where all the analysts expected OPEC to cut production. I said, no way. They are not going to cut production because they're declaring war on America because America was the largest consumer of the OPEC oil, but now they're a competitor against
and
OPEC.
And, the U.S., starting 2 years ago, is the biggest producer in the world. And for those that don't know, this is in The Economist. This is in the Financial Times that are establishment mouthpieces. They admit Saudi Arabia and OPEC are waging war on us, just as they are on Russia. That's a perfect example of globalism. You think America against Russia? No. Or you think America against Russia or EU? The EU's getting hurt. The people are getting hurt by what's hurting Russia. This only helps a few insiders having all this unfold.
That's right. And you know what no one wants to talk about, Alex? Where did Saudi Arabia, before they saw the collapse in oil, they took billions of dollars positions on the short of oil. They shorted American companies. They shorted the U.S. production. And they made billions of dollars on the decrease of price of oil. How come no one's talking about that?
It's amazing. Establishment publications admit it, but you know, these average people out there, good, hurt Russia. It doesn't help anybody for a major country to do bad, folks. That ends up pulling everybody down. Let me ask you this. Seeing this global recessionary trend intensify, are you worried about deflationary or inflationary? And do you agree that Russia having trouble will hurt Europe and then ultimately pull down the Middle East and then the U.S.? I mean, I see this as a trigger event.
Alex, I think currently we are in a deflationary resource environment, and deflation is the worst thing for country planners because when you have less money to play with, you can't cover up. Look at the Arab Spring. What did Saudi Arabia do to prevent any revolutionary? They just created a lot of social program spending. If that ends in a deflationary market, and deflation is very bad, what results from a deflationary environment is more global conflict. And that's what we see in Europe. That's what we see in the Middle East. And right now, we haven't seen it yet in the U.S., but with all of these job layoffs that are going to come in the high-paying jobs of the Bakken, we are in a new and deflationary environment, which means more crises globally are going to occur, more battles, more wars, more deaths.
Energy battles. I mean, you see Russia now moving into the North Pole. We'll discuss all this and more. Then your phone calls are coming up. The book available at CaseyResearch.com or ColderWar.com, The Colder War by Maren Katusha. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com because there is a war on for your mind. That's the whole point. More short segments with Maren Katusha, Chief Energy Strategist, Casey Research. Talking to folks out there in the mining industry, in oil and gas, how long do they expect this OPEC Saudi-led war against other independent energy sectors to go? I know the Saudis have been funding the peak oil myth forever. I know they've been funding these attacks on any other exploration they don't control. And, I mean, I don't want to just demonize the Saudis, but, I mean, come on, the Saudi government is a joke. And the president bowing down to them is an even bigger joke. And it just never seems to end. Well, where does your gut tell you all of this craziness is going?
It's about market share, Alex, and I think it's going to get worse and it's going to be longer. What is going to win and what I believe is going to be prevail is the American innovation, the shale sector, the horizontal drilling, the fracking. That is an American innovation. And I think innovation through necessity is what's going to prove and end up becoming the victor here, because the difference is we can rely on our own oil and gas production, whereas the shaky house of Saud or Kuwait, you know, these are basket cases. We're waiting to be toppled. And you can't rely on long-term supply. And that is why China is aligning itself with Russia. For example, they've doubled the amount of oil they're importing from Russia in just the last 4 months because they know they can't rely on Middle East oil. So I think it's going to, you know, the Middle East is going, the OPEC is going to flood the markets as much as they can. They're not going to cut back production. They're going to try to increase their market share and go against and fight, create a war against the U.S. shale sector.
That's right. What do you expect to happen in the short term, medium term, between the U.S. Being drugged into this EU operation? I think that was disinfo when that tape got released of them saying, forget the EU, we want this war. I mean, it's the EU and the banksters that want to carve up Ukraine. There's not even a lot of U.S. interest there.
Exactly. And I think this is just going to drag in, and it's going to be kind of a death spiral for America because, you know, the Russians are ready to fight. And I'm not sure Obama understands that or understands the Russian mentality yet. And it's just going to get worse and it's going to be longer.
Well, the war planners certainly know that the Russians don't give up when it's their own land or their own area. I mean, it really makes me wonder about the arrogance of this elite.
Definitely. And, you know, we have to understand the West sees this as Putin invading eastern Ukraine. But to the average Russian, they believed Crimea was always theirs. They believed that eastern Ukraine is always theirs. To the average Russian, they believe Kiev is their historical founding city. So for the Russians, they're fighting for what they believe is theirs. The West, America, the leaders in America today don't understand that. And I don't think they're prepared for what the Russians are going to put up here. And remember, the Russians are not afraid of rattling the nuclear weapons. And Putin's talked about it publicly. And this guy, you know, he's ready to play Russian roulette. My question is the EU 28 ready to fight Putin?
The Russians are going to start other stuff. They're going to start poisoning people. They're going to have asymmetrical sabotage stuff. I mean, if I was all these George Soros people, I mean, he's really got to be watching his back.
Oh, definitely, and not just George Soros. Look at all the short guys against the Putinization of the resources. Big question I have is, you know, the West in America, one in every 10 homes in the last 25 years has been powered by Russian nuclear energy. This is a startling fact. What happens if Kazakhstan goes down? You know, there's so many problems here in the world that our media is not truly covering, and I'd be very worried if I was a George Soros type of character.
Yeah, that guy just keeps getting away with everything. Every dog has his day.
sooner or later, you know, Johnny Cash says. I want to do 5 more minutes with you. I really appreciate you joining us. I want to walk through what you see as other big hot spots, what you see for the U.S. economy straight ahead, what's going on in the Canadian economy. Maren Katusa, Chief Energy Strategist, Casey Research, is our guest. The book is The Colder War. I'm Alex Jones. Third hour, your phone call's coming up in the next segment. Then I'm going to get into some good news. State legislators considering more than 200 bills to block federal power. And going back to our guest, the author of The Colder War, Maren Katusa, I see globalist oppression, globalist domination, forcing states, counties, cities, micro-regions around the world to just stop complying. I don't care how computerized their systems are. I don't care how pushy their surveillance is. I've noticed that in the face of some of the technocrats, personally, we've just operated how we want to and done what we want to. I think the big secret is folks don't realize the real power is in just doing it, to steal a phrase from Nike.
Definitely. You know, for example, look at towns in Canada, the Fort Mac, where all the oil sands, major layoffs, cutbacks in the billions of dollars. These are really high employed jobs, you know, starting salaries for a truck driver at $35 an hour. That, bam, those jobs are
gone. Notice Canada suddenly isn't pro-carbon tax.
Exactly, because now they can't afford it. And you look at a country like even Saudi Arabia, where 50% of the males, the Shiite males, even though it's a Sunni majority, the majority in the oil-producing region are Shiites, and 50% of the ages between 20 and 35 are unemployed. That is a revolution just waiting for a catalyst. So you're going to see, as these higher unemployment rates come, you're going to see more revolutions, especially in the petro states. Look at Venezuela. That's ready to pop. There's a lot of problems globally.
No kidding. And again, who do you see being the winner long-term in this?
I believe that if the politicians can stay out of the way of the energy sector, it will be America, because we have the innovation, we have the intelligence, we have the entrepreneurship. The American dream is still alive in the oil patch. It's the politicians, it's the bureaucrats that get in the way with the red tape. And I would put North America, I'd put the Canadians with the Americans there. I think the biggest losers are going to be the monarchies and you know, the old system, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait. They're waiting for tin to pop that bubble.
Looking at Obama and the Western establishment, what's your view, or what intel do you have on whether the Saudis and OPEC did this on their own, or whether they had approval from the West to destroy the new energy sector led by shale?
I think that Obama definitely didn't prevent them from creating this war on the shale sector. You know, Obama's mandates really make no sense, where certain areas, when they were economic, he shut the window for exploration. Now, in the Atlantic coast, he's opening up areas that are uneconomic. So Obama's completely oblivious to the economics of the oil sector, but Saudi Arabia really declared war on the shale sector, and it's about market share.
Spend a minute and a half on Keystone. I know you're an expert on that.
Yeah, well, Keystone, look, the key there is the Jones Act. They're going to try to switch in, which is going to be a big devastation for the U.S. Marine, the jobs. There's over $2 billion in jobs there that, you know, they're going to bring in Asian ships to ship the oil within the U.S. ports. But the problem with the Keystone XL is they're going to increase shipping oil by a rail. That's very dangerous for the American people. Number two, rather than building new pipelines, they're going to depend on old pipelines that were built when Elvis Presley was singing Blue Suede Shoes. That's also a big risk. And now they've missed the window at $45 oil. You're not building any new pipelines.
So recession and infrastructure building.
Exactly. You know, all the companies are pulling back on it, and they've missed the window.
And Warren Buffett is highly invested, along with George Soros, in the trains that are going to transship it out to the west coast of Canada instead of coming to us.
And not only that, Warren Buffett, the largest shareholder and the largest oil sands producer in Canada, that's going to ship that Canadian heavy oil through the rail.
Hold on. Can you do 5 more minutes with us?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, we're going to come back. I want to give you the floor to talk about George Soros and Warren Buffett and how they killed Keystone so that they could then ship the oil to China. I mean, it's just, you want to know how economics really works, folks, how the screw jobs work. And it's always the same criminals. It's always, always the same turds. We're going to have a final talk with him, then go right to Walt and others that are patiently holding. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. And Maren Katusa doing another 5 minutes with us.
the cold, colder war, how the global energy trade slipped from America's grasp. Can't wait to read this book. I've only scanned over it. Very informative. And he is the chief energy strategist for KC Research, also the leader and owner of one of the largest copper mines in Canada. One of those evil entrepreneurs that actually goes out there and explores and builds things. How horrible. You're just supposed to fly around in jumbo jets on taxpayer expense with red carpets to give speeches about how poor people need to be more poor for the earth. So Marin is our guest for a few more minutes. Then we're going to go directly to your phone calls and a bunch of really important news I haven't gotten to yet. But looking at this and looking at the Keystone Pipeline, it's a microcosm that they've spent better part of a decade trying to block its construction and then not letting it open, from Canada down into Texas to refineries the feds under Bush and Obama have blocked opening in Corpus Christi and other areas. We haven't opened one new refinery in almost 30 years. This is the deindustrialization model where only select international ship zones can have new factories or facilities built, and those, of course, are tax exempt. And you've got the standard players like Warren Buffett and others with their tax-free foundations that own the railroads that would bring the oil to the West Coast to be sold to China and Japan instead of bringing Canadian oil to the United States and to the Gulf of Mexico to ship the oil of the world. And in almost every case, our government bipartisan chooses the path that doesn't let America have any jobs. So I guess we'll just go be on welfare or have a government job or an entertainment job. They don't want us having infrastructure. Another great example was Pachauri, the head of the UN Climate Bureau, would openly lobby to have British steel mills shut down. And then the last one that they shut down was moved to India, where he and his son owned it. So people ask, why are all these rich people for this? Because they can pick winners and losers. They can shut off their competition. And there's countless examples of this, but Congress could investigate Warren Buffett. Congress could stop this. This is a national security issue when you've got a legal, lawful, safe, new pipeline compared to the old ones, much safer, and they're trying to shut it off. We're trying to shut off our coal plants. It's a bunch of rich insiders all day long trying to suppress everyone's industry but theirs. But notice, Warren Buffett could have been involved in a Keystone Pipeline and made money bringing oil to America. There is a fundamental hatred of this republic because they hate our great-grandparents. They hate the people they couldn't control. It's about dominating America, and these elites want to have fights with people that are already dead. Even though they run this country, they instinctively hate the West and want to destroy it. That's my view on this. Give me your take on it, Marin, and then I want you to break down the details of the Keystone Pipeline and why people like Warren Buffett killed it.
Well, Alex, you bring up some great points here. For example, let's take Warren Buffett. Not only is he the sole owner of Burlington or Santa Fe, which brings all the oil out of the oil sands into the U.S., to the north, to the west, to the east, but more importantly, you know, there's this misconception that the Canadian oil is so dirty and it's bad, but why is Warren Buffett, the American legend in investing, one of the largest shareholders of the largest oil sand producing company called Suncor, and yet, you know, he's quietly moved in there and become a major shareholder, and that oil now is controlled through the shipping of him, and isn't it convenient that the pipeline isn't built because he wouldn't have as much control and his railways wouldn't be supplied. Now, the growth of the rail shipping oil via rail has increased by over 20 times since Warren Buffett bought the railway. Is it a coincidence? Hell no. Number two, you look at George Soros, you know, he's trying to be seen as a, you know, a renaissance man globally. He has quietly built up a position in the largest unhedged U.S. uranium producer. Now, that doesn't really fit his image, but yet now he's getting into the U.S. uranium sector through Uranium Energy Corp, and now he's become one of the major shareholders in that company. So these guys have an image that they portray in public, but what they're doing with their dollars is very different, and they build up it quietly. That's something that's really important to understand.
And what's important is they use their political control to then manipulate and not let their competition operate in the market.
That's right. It's very un-American what's going on here, especially with Keystone XL, which is, it's not only environmentally safe for the environment, for the people, it makes all the sense economically, it's all high-paying jobs, everything about it makes sense, and most importantly, let's get rid of the riskiest way to ship oil is via rail, okay? It's 30 times more likely to have an accident shipping oil via rail than a pipeline, and let's get rid of these old pipelines that were built before the 1960s. They were never designed to still keep control. Moving the oil through these old pipelines.
I was about to say, you can track this, though. It's the same usual suspects, Soros and others, that are financing the well-meaning Hollywood people that go and tie themselves to the pipelines and say, don't build them, it hurts the earth, oh, you're going to kill the caribou, oh, you're going to kill this and that, when those pipelines are just incredibly safe and good compared to trains.
I find it shocking how Qatar, okay, the world's largest LNG producer, financed the Hollywood movie called Broken Promises, which is anti-U.S. shale development. It's mind-boggling to me that they even allowed to do this, and it's mind-boggling to me that Gazprom, the world's largest gas producer, is telling Europe and America that shale gas is bad. You know, come on, let's really look at the facts here, that Qatar really cares about America's environment. Hell no, they don't want the U.S. Shale gas eating into their international market share. That's what it's about. But the propaganda coming through Hollywood is just creating lies for the people.
Amazing. Anything else we should know dealing with pipelines? Because it's not just these pipelines being shut down. And you just mentioned how we're about to lose contracts for U.S. ships to carry the oil up and down the rivers. That will be given to Chinese companies. And this country's being sold out right now.
Alex, I think what you're doing is where it starts. Just keep bringing the truth to people, and eventually the truth will prevail. Stick with the American innovation. We will do well. It's going to be a battle, but we will win.
All right, folks, you can find the book available at caseyresearch.com or colderwar.com. Thank you so much for the time, Mr. Katusa.
My pleasure. Anytime, Alex.
All right, there he goes. I'm going to go right to your calls, Walt and others like John that have been patient.
We want to thank everyone who was listening. And the reason why we played this audio was because majority of our people, when we bring this information to them, they need a European stamp of approval. So now you got to see or got to hear a lot of the information that we're bringing forth to the people. Now, tomorrow in our current events theme show tomorrow, we're going to get into the discussion where the phone lines will be open. We're taking calls of people who are witnesses some of these things that's going on as far as like the FEMA camps or the military moving in. We're bringing this information to the people. So all of you who needed the European stamp of approval, this is their words, not ours. This is all not mainstream media, but this is for everything that you can research and verify for yourself. And then tomorrow we're going to get right into the discussion with the Supreme Minister himself, opening the phone lines to the people and to the public. So we want to thank everybody for tuning in for today. I hope you took notes and have your questions or comments ready for tomorrow. And as always, in the words of our Supreme Minister, this is Sister Arian, Moorish Love, Black Power, peace. Telling me don't.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother, and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I could last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know